were very happy with that decision and on what it was based on mainly, that it was safety to houses from peat slippage and safety of water supply and water quality from the construction work, you know, because there's a lake and streams on the hill that were leading into the O'Neill River eventually, which is a freshwater pear and mussel basin. And that's freshwater pear and mussels are an indication of the quality of the water for fishing and tourism and that, you know, so we're very happy with that.
Now, do your group fear now that the Surabaya Wind Energy Limited Group may restructure their plans and apply again here for planning?
Well, there's always that possibility, but I would say it's a remote scenario because there are about 20 streams coming down the southern slope and two to the east and two to the west and one to the north. So you have streams going. The northern stream goes into the household water supply for Letchimica Ward and parts of Dunlow and Nairn and Ardra. So I would hardly envisage that we'll be able to reapply, because no matter where you're going to put turbines up there, your construction work and in particular your road system to connect one turbine to another is going to go over or under streams.
So you'd be hopeful that the decision is final and this wind farm will never appear in this area now?
Yes, and I think to sort of copper fasten the safety of the people living there, the council at this point could de-designate what they did last June when they designated 2,363 town lands as preferred for wind farming. And that included the five town lands involved in the Stabi wind farm project. Now, and Bord Pleanála have said that those town lands are just not suitable for wind farming. So we would be questioning what method or what analysis did the council use when they designated 2,363 town lands in Donegal as preferred for wind farming. That designation of those town lands was on top of what was already approved for wind farming and what already had wind farms on it. And all that left was our lakes and rivers and the Glenveagh National Park and I think it was three peaks of the Bluestacks and Slieve League. The rest of the county, including our town centres, were designated as approved for wind farming. So I think the council should act now to protect the communities that they're supposed to be serving and take a long look at their designation. They also, in June of last year, removed all setback distances from streams and lakes, and that obviously, in the case of these five town lands, was a disastrous move.